You know, going back to the office during a pandemic is a lot like the first day of school. What am I going to wear? Who am I going to eat lunch with? What if I can't find my desk? Take it from someone who is back in action. Like a lot of things in life, it's only as scary as you make it. Okay, before I get too existential, let's get to the real root of why you're here. Transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Why is the United States ramping up its tax transparency initiatives? What's the verdict on Amazon's state aid case? And how is the Italian Revenue Service helping taxpayers swallow the spicy meatball that is a digital service tax? We've got those stories for you hot off the press, but first a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. The U.S. is turning into legislation nation around tax transparency, that is. The House committee gave the thumbs up on the Disclosure of Tax Havens and Offshoring Act. It will require public corporations to spill their financial guts by sharing country-by-country subsidiary information. This information is already reported to the IRS in Form 8975, but the Disclosure of Tax Havens and Offshoring Act wants to go a step further and make this information available to the public. Amy Hanauer, Executive Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economy Policy, considers the legislation, quote, a reasonable step in allowing lawmakers and the public to know what companies are up to, unquote. It's the verdict we've all been waiting for. Amazon versus the EU Commission, and the wait is finally over. The EU General Court ruled that Amazon did not receive state aid from Luxembourg, freeing the e-commerce conglomerate from a $300 million tax bill. The court considered the Commission's assessment, quote, incorrect in several respects, unquote, highlighting that it failed to demonstrate that Luxembourg provided an illegal advantage. While it's a hard pill to swallow for the commission, state aid cases like Starbucks, Fiat, and Amazon are laying the groundwork for the future of tax transparency. So what does this mean for M&Es? They're going to be spending a lot more time under the microscope. Are you really that surprised? Pasta, pizza, and a digital service tax. It doesn't get more Italian than that. Italy's revenue agency recently issued guidance to help taxpayers navigate the digital service tax's implementation and execution, which officially went into effect on January 1st, 2020. It applies to groups or individuals that made 750 million euros or more in the preceding fiscal year, with at least 5.5 million euros coming from digital services in the country. The guidance clarifies which services and transactions are subject to the tax and how to calculate it. As for the guidance, talk about better late than never. The guidance was issued at the end of March, with the first tax payment collected on May 16th. And one more reason to mark your calendar, the digital service tax return due date is right around the corner, June 30th. And just like that, you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Why not keep this knowledge yacht sailing? Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast. That's The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. We know there's a lot of news swirling around right now. What a time to be alive. But when it comes to the transfer pricing headlines, there's only one place to find them. We'll catch you next week.